We're back here from Purdue Stadium, getting set for game one between the Shorebirds and the Fredericksburg Nationals. I'm now joined by the manager, Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. Felipe, back from your second 12-game road trip. Has to be feel pretty good to be here now for your final homestand of the season.
First of all, thanks for having me. Yes, long two-week road trip, especially at the end of the season. Obviously, it takes a little toll on you, but I'm glad to be back home, especially to finish the season at home.
Now, how does it feel to get beat to the end here? I mean, this season seems to fly by, especially for a guy like you that's been in the game of baseball for a long time. But to be at the end here, kind of see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, might you will. But to be at the end now, how does it feel like to be as a manager?
I mean, comparing this season to last season, things have gone by really quick. I think we've seen a lot of development, which that's the primary goal here. You know, having guys coming from the draft and having guys like go to the next level in a matter of, you know, a couple of weeks. So it's been good. It's been you think it's been a long season, but it's not it is what it is, and you deal with it. You deal with the stuff you can handle. And I think there's been a lot of development through the year.
Going back to the last road trip now, you guys added quite a few pitchers along the way, especially in this last series. We saw some guys show out in some big spots. Zane Barnhart got a save for you in the final game to get the win in extra innings. But overall, to have these guys just kind of jump in some high-leverage spots and pitch the way they did, how impressed were you?
Very impressed. I know we went heavy on arms for this past draft, and I mean, some interesting arms. Also, you know, getting some guys back, Baumler and LaRoche, and, you know, for those guys to be able to, you know, be healthy and chip in. But very impressed about, you know, the guys we drafted, and obviously, you know, looking forward for the development.
And you got quite a bit of depth on the pitching side as well compared to some other recent weeks. So to have, I think, maybe some stress off some stars who've been throwing a lot for you this year has to be feel pretty good as well.
Oh, for sure. I know it's tough when you're on the road a couple of weeks, and then you have to add, you know, personnel all around to kind of get settled in. But and I know we went through some growing pains last week in Colombia, but definitely shows you the kind of players and personnel we added, especially during the draft. So. Honestly, really looking forward to this final week and guys, you know, to continue to come in and show what, you know, their arsenal is and continue to develop.
We're talking with manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr. Talking about some of the draft guys. Some of them have just been moved up to Aberdeen. Enrique Bradfield Jr., Matt Corvath, and Matthew Edsel all played very well while they were here. What did you make of the way they performed and improved in their brief amount of time with the Shorebirds?
I mean, there's a reason why we drafted them and drafted them so high. And good ball players. Enrique, you know, he exploits what he does. He's a hell of a base runner. He's a great outfielder, and he's a guy that could potentially, you know, hit at a top of the order lineup everywhere. So, and then Edsel is a good all around player, and Mac, guy who could play in the outfield, could play in the infield, could hit for power. So, you know, very impressed about, you know, what those guys bring to the table every day, and what they were able to do to show it also every day, so we can, you know, continue their process and their development.
A few more players I want to touch on the development side. We've seen guys move up, you know, get rewarded with that promotion, but there have been guys here all season who have really gotten better. I think Steven Acevedo and Anderson De Los Santos are two prime examples of guys who are just completely different and more confident from April until now. Would you agree? And is there anybody else you've really seen take a significant jump this year?
I mean, for those two, they're young players. I know Acevedo was exposed to the level last year, De Los Santos first year, but for those two, like, you know, be here the entire year to go through the growing pains, and then Acevedo, obviously, very good, talented outfielder, leader type guy who's, you know, kind of vocal, and to see him develop and do good and accomplish some of their goals, because it's an everyday type of thing where they come in, they put the effort, they trust the process, and then they see it coming along. I know, for example, like Delos had a, you know, his up and downs, but then coming into the end of the year and see him have success offensively, but also defensively, like, it goes a long way.
And then finally, a guy who was here at the start is now in AAA, Jackson Holliday. I want to get your opinion on that real quick. I assume you saw he's getting a promotion and is now one step from the big leagues. Are you surprised he's made it this far in 1 year?
Not surprised. Like, I mean, everybody that watched him play knows the type of talent, the type of, you know, personality, the type of person. So sky's the limit for him. I mean, he's one of those special players, and just happy to had him last year for quite a bit, this year for quite a bit, and knowing, you know, he's a guy that's gonna go a long way, and hopefully he stays healthy and has a long career. But yeah, for sure, like, a guy that understands where he's at, understands, you know, his game, things he needs to do on an everyday basis, and then obviously the talent. I mean, not much less to think about, you know, what's next for him.
Felipe, well, we appreciate your time here today and throughout the entire season. Best of luck tonight and this final week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Manager Felipe Rojas Alou Jr., manager of the Delmarva Shorebirds. We'll take a break and come back with Limes after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.